When you talk about people on the school committee wanting to preserve a segregated society, do you think that compared to the decades when you were growing up, do you think that racial attitudes and animus has hardened in Boston as the 20th century progressed, that things were worse, say, in the 50s and then the 60s and 70s than they were in the 30s or 40s?
That's a tough one. Why is it a tough one? We do know that access to housing for folks of color in a number of places in the city was not available. South End and West End were kind of unique in that. And it's interesting, they were the first to be pushed for urban renewal. Okay? So, and I think people need to understand that if you want to look at the history and how things have been. I went to, as I said earlier, Boston Teachers College and wanted to move close to the school so I could walk there. I couldn't get an apartment anywhere in the area there, Mission Hill, Fenway area where the school was. So if that's the case, it seems to me that this was not something that I drummed up. This was something that people's behavior established. So I think it's really important for people to understand that, again, they supported folks who wanted to maintain all-white neighborhoods.
You also, in addition to working on education-related issues, helped get more minority workers added to construction at the Prudential Center in the early 60s. What are your memories of that fight?
Well, that was one of the important events. Hubie Jones played a role in working and organizing. It was called Stop Day. 1963, people were going to stop and not work, and we were going to have this march. And we did go to the Prudential Center site and challenge the people who were building it, and were able to get, after that, some movement on their part, and the same was with the schools. It took, obviously, several years to really begin to get people the kind of access that we wanted. And we were able then, over the time, to do the Boston Residence Jobs Program to get people the jobs in construction. So a lot of that was kind of incremental, but we did keep our eyes on the prize in terms of trying to get the access that we deserved.